We've arrived at Saturday morning, and a key point in the show, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is here to clarify all matters technological. How are you, Fevzi?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Now, in the news on Thursday, I think it was a whole sclodge of information about broadband speeds. You know, most people you talk to about what's your broadband speed, the answer is usually not a figure, it's just too slow.
Yeah, so one of the ways in which broadband speeds are confusing or can be made clearer, let's say, is this business of being able to advertise up to a maximum speed. So that's what you tend to see. The first thing you see about a service is up to 20 megabits per second. But the rules at the moment say that in order for them to be able to legally advertise that speed, 10% of their customers must be able to achieve that speed. Well, that's not very helpful if it literally is only 10% and 90% will never achieve that up to speed. So the Advertising Standards Authority has signalled that it's going to make changes to the rules. Hasn't said quite how it will change the rules yet. So it's going to go through a consultation process. But the options are to say something like an average speed. That might be more sensible. So you could have both a maximum speed and an average speed, but based on actual customer data.
Well, that would make it a much easier process, wouldn't it, when you're picking and choosing between various broadbands? I mean, look, I was seduced by my broadband provider because they said, oh, in your area, we can provide you up to 76. Now, the reality of the connection that I have, I've got 30.
Yeah. And 30 is good, to be honest, but if they say up to 12 and you get 2... then you're in real trouble because certain services just really struggle. Things like, you know, television streaming services struggle, or if you've got, you know, more than one person in the household and they're, or you're just doing different things.
Everything falls over. And this is a major problem in places like West Berkshire where, you know, some of those connections are almost in the Stone Age and people are always quite rightly complaining about them. I suppose the problem is twofold, isn't it, really? The Advertising Standards Authority are doing a good thing to make sure the companies make honest claims about what they can practically deliver in a real situation, but also the infrastructure itself has got to be capable of delivering speeds that they advertise.
That's it. And the other thing is it changes over time, Howard. So you may achieve a certain speed when you first become a customer, but as what's called the contention ratio changes, i.e. the number of people using the service in your street or in your direct locale, if that increases and they haven't upgraded their infrastructure, then the average speed you get will decrease. One thing I would say is that there is a voluntary code that these internet service providers can sign up to, where you get a bit further into the process and you give them your full details, your phone number and your address, and then they, on a voluntary basis, they can give you a range of speeds which is more accurate. Perhaps the way forward would be to make that mandatory
on what the salesperson on the phone tells you, which is always going to be best case scenario.
Make a more reasonable claim at the outset and make it mandatory partway through the process before you commit to give you that range.
Okay, well, let's see what the Advertising Standards Agency actually achieves with this. It sounds like a good move. Gadget of the week this week is a tablet for kids, and I'm not talking, if anybody remembers them, I'm not talking about Halle Borange here.
No. No, so this is a tablet with a touch interface. It's from Amazon. It's one of their Fire tablets. The difference is, I mean, it's based around their standard technology. So Amazon have a range of tablets, which they branded as Fire, different sizes. They're good for consuming content. They run a version of Android, but to all intents and purposes, it's separate. You don't access Android's, you know, the Google Play Store with it unless you take certain steps. So the benefits of it are, if you're, you know, a user of Amazon content, then it's a great way forward. So this is a 7-inch tablet, and it's a standard tablet, but it's built into this big bulbous protective casing, and it really is nice to the touch. Choice of colors, blue and pink, I wonder why. And it actually is upgradable. So unlike a lot of tablets, yes, it's got 16 gigabytes of memory in it, but you can put up to a 200 gigabyte micro SD card in it to expand things. Now, the special things, other than the robustness is, first of all, they give you a 2-year worry-free guarantee. So if your child breaks the tablet, not just if, you know, if it breaks down, if they break it, they will replace it, no questions asked. And also for the first year, you get access to a service called Fire for Kids Unlimited, which is free access to thousands of books, TV shows, educational apps, and so forth. And obviously, they hope you will continue to subscribe.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like it might be a bit of a lost leader for them. They're trying to draw people in, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are, because obviously there's a subscription after the year. But actually, it's quite clever, because unlike, say, Apple tablets, where you know you really only have one user account, with these tablets, you can set up user accounts for different members of your family. They can log in, and then it's set up differently for each child as to what they can access. So if you think your children could bear to share a tablet, or you know you could have a household tablet, then it is beneficial. You don't necessarily have to buy one for each child.
Right.
So I think it's a good thing.
Sounds
I've given
good.
It 3.5 stars out of 5. I think it's a good device. It'd be nice if we could have that subscription running for 2 years from the get-go.
But you can't have it all. And if they replace it, if the kids break it, I think that's great. That's Fire Edition tablet,
tablet. And its standard price is £99. I think it's currently on offer for about £95. Okay. Look at Amazon UK.
Okay, now we've only got about a minute or thereabouts to talk about a health tracker. You know, a lot of us would like to be able to have and use something like this.
Yeah, so this is a health tracker with a difference. It's from a company formed by a former Google executive. The company's called Alive Core. The product's called Cardia Band, but Cardia spelt with a K. And there's a smartphone version, and now there's an Apple Watch version of it as well. And essentially, on the Apple Watch version, you put your finger on a metal tab on the strap, and you keep it there for 30 seconds, and it does an ECG, an electrocardiogram of your heart. And the reason why I've focused on this one is that this one has actually been approved for use in Europe, and I think soon in America. So, and it can spot, it's been approved for use for the spotting of something called atrial fibrillation, or AF, which is a major cause of stroke. It's basically where the heart doesn't pump regularly, it flutters.
It's a fluctuation. I think didn't Tony Blair have that?
He did. But it's extremely common, and it's a major cause of stroke in this country and around the world.
So this,
the idea
sounds
is,
like a good thing.
If you can get this and test your own ECG from time to time, you may pick, because AF doesn't have any symptoms. That's the thing. So it's a silent killer. And in that sense, it's a great thing, and good on the Life Core. And I think this is definitely the future, the fact that we'll be able to be monitored by our wristwatch or whatever for things like heart disease, diabetes, all sorts of problems, well before a doctor would pick it up, well before we have symptoms.
And how many times do you hear that that's a key factor? Fevzi, that's a good thing. Thank you very much for that. More technology news in a week from now from you, Fevzi, the Lord willing. But if people want to shoot the breeze with you, talk technology with you, how do they connect?
Come and say hello on Twitter. It's a good place, at Gadget Detective. I'd be delighted to hear from you. Or you can go to the website, where there's free tech help also available there, www.gadgetdetective.com.
Fevzi, have a good week. Thanks very much. BBC Radio Berkshire, Howard Hughes, Saturday morning.